Please stand for the reading of God's Word.
Hear these words from James chapter 5, beginning with verse 13. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So one of the neat things that I like to do is sing to myself. I put on a pretty good concert in the car, in the shower, or wherever you're not. It seems to me, and see if you don't agree, but it seems to me that when I am feeling the worst, I can hear a song on the radio or I can hear someone singing something and my attention immediately goes to that song. And the next thing I know, I've forgotten about whatever it is that was over here. Do y'all have that same thing happen? Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And one of the things that I enjoy doing on Wednesdays is coming in at 6:30 and sitting right there on that front pew and listening to the choir practice. Because you get to hear and see things unrehearsed. I mean, that's what choir practice is. It's rehearsal. So, I'm going to tell a story on a few people up here. I'm just giving you fair warning. Aaron.
It's okay, I'm used to it.
You're not as used to it as Angie is. Because, see, you're sweating it a little bit. Angie just knows that she'll get me at home. So, Aaron puts so much energy into his directing. Sometimes up here, he looks like a helicopter. And we do discuss sometimes during the week about when we move this up here, whether or not Aaron's going to catch himself on fire. But Aaron puts so much passion into it. So this last Wednesday night, they're working on a song. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's called. I said, I'm talking about you, not listening to you. But it is so upbeat, so lively. I actually caught myself smiling at the lyrics that I was hearing. And then all of a sudden, I realized why Bernie Knauss loved sitting where he could see Charlotte sing. Because during that rehearsal, Charlotte was sitting right here. And they got to rocking. And Charlotte started going. I thought she was going to dance out across the floor. Our part of our scripture text today talks about a real church. And the real church, it says, if there are any among you who are happy, let them sing praises. Y'all, this is a happy church because y'all love to sing. Even songs I've never heard of, y'all love to sing. And that's one of the signs, one of the things that it talks about, James talks about. Now, James was Jesus' brother. He's going to know what is spiritual and what is good in the sight of God. Because he hung out with God's Son a lot. And James says, this is what a real church is like. And the first thing is, it's a happy church, and a happy church sings. When I first met Aaron, I told Aaron, no funeral dirges. It's supposed to be joyful. It's supposed to be happy. The second thing that makes a church real is the first one up there. It says, if any among you are in trouble, let them pray. So now, the next two things have to do with prayer. So a real church is a singing church, is a happy church. But the most important is a real church is a praying church. So many times we have been told and tried to be brainwashed that prayer is just a bunch of bunk. It's useless. I'm here to tell you today, prayer is not a bunch of bunk, and it's not useless. Because if you've ever had anything going on in your life, if you've ever had trouble and you prayed, God talked back to you, didn't he? You see, prayer is important because it brings us one-on-one with God. We get to talk to our Creator. We get to talk to our Savior. And I know that it's kind of like singing. We're real good at doing it, or we're decent at doing it in private. But when it comes to public prayer, we have some problems. And that's because we forget how to pray. Do you know how to pray? So, here's the way you pray for those of you that aren't going to come out and say no. This is the way you pray. How many of you have family? Y'all don't. Everybody should have raised their hand. Do you talk to your family? Carry on a conversation? When you pray to God, it's a conversation. There's no special way to do it. There's not this, oh, holy God in heaven. One of the greatest examples of prayer was done by a 12-year-old little boy. A buddy of mine told me this story because he was there. This 12-year-old boy was a character. And when he opened his mouth, you really didn't know what was going to happen. So they're at youth one night, and it was the custom that one of the youth prayed before the meal. And so the pastor's there, and he says, okay, it's time for our prayer. Who would like to pray? Guess whose hand went up? The little 12-year-old And my preacher buddy said, I was scared to death. He said, so I kind of prolonged it a little bit to see if anybody else would volunteer. And no one did. And he said, so I had to call on. And we're going to use Johnny as his name just because that's what everybody does. So he said, okay, Johnny. Go ahead and pray. Pastor buddy of mine said that he had actually started praying 3 minutes prior to, dear Lord, please. So little Johnny goes, everybody bow your heads. And this is what he said. Hey, God, it's me. I just want to thank you for giving me breath. I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but I know you know who I am. So, Lord, please continue to bless me and my friends here. And, oh, by the way, thanks for the grub. Talk to you later. Bye. Too many times we're told that we have to pray a certain way. All God wants is a conversation. And yeah, most of the time we go to God and we pray when we're in trouble. When we get bad news about something or there's something going on in our lives that we need intervention. But prayer happens all the time. One of the greatest prayer warriors I know prays constantly. Which worries me sometimes when she's driving down the road. Angie. But a real church prays. And they sing. And the third and final thing that a real church does is that they watch over and take care of each other. The third thing says, is any among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. A few years ago, this report comes out on a study that had been being done in hospitals. In all the years, they had said prayer is just something that people do in order to make others feel better about it, but it has no effect. But the study came back and said prayer for those who are in the hospitals and are sick actually work. That we have seen remarkable changes in people's lives when someone prays for them. James is telling us that if there are those that are sick within a church family, that they're supposed to call upon the elders to pray over them, to lay hands on them and to pray over them. Now, it's not this televangelist stuff that James is talking about. That's one of those misnomers. James says they call, they come, they're anointed with oil, they lay hands on them, and they pray faithfully for that person. And a prayer that's offered up in faith will help heal that person. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to call the elders of this church together up here. And as they come, this is what we're going to do. If there's anyone who is sick, who has an ailment that you haven't shared with anybody, something that's on your mind, something that's going on in your heart, a concern you have, here in just a few minutes, you're going to be invited to come to the altar. We're going to anoint you with oil. The elders are going to lay hands on you, and we're going to have a short prayer. So, this is how it's going to work. Elders, y'all come on up to the front. I'm going to ask Lance if he'll play something soft. Those of you who are not planning on coming forward, then you need to do what the real church does, and that's to pray. Right there in your seat. So if you would like to come and have the elders of the church lay hands on you, I invite you to come now as we pray.